Thank you for calling New Beauty Wellness. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Great, how you doing?
I'm doing great as well, thank you. I filled out a form online 2 days ago, I believe it was. And I got an email from you guys.
Okay.
But I don't think I got a no one ever called me back. It was for laser hair removal.
Right. So let me see. What's your name?
My name is Antonio.
Yeah. So we
Rosario.
Emailed you. Did you? A lot of times clients will send those emails and they don't want to be called, right? So we assume that when we respond to you, we got your email. Then we just wait to hear back because, you know, like I said, sometimes clients get upset when we call and bother them. They don't want to be called. They just want to do everything via email. So sorry about that.
No, not a problem. I understand that. I just figured
yeah.
Since I put my phone number, you guys would, you know.
Call.
Okay. In any case, I have a. Before I go ahead, I have a few things that I wanted to ask you in regards to the laser hair removal. Because I never really done it before, can you tell me more or less how many treatments I would need? I want to do it for my back, probably some other areas if I see it work out. So.
Okay, it really just depends on your hair, like how much hair you have.
A lot of hair on my back.
And how it responds to the treatment.
Grizzly bear,
right?
Type. I'm sorry?
Grizzly bear, right. How you respond to the treatment. So typically it's between 3 and 5, and you might need a touch-up, you know, but does that help? Between 3 and 5 treatments is typical.
Okay. I mean, yeah, sure. That narrows it down. And how much does
yeah.
How much does the treatment cost?
Well, so it depends. You know, what are you looking at? Your back, full back?
Yes.
So,
probably, possibly some other areas if I, you know, if I feel comfortable with the results or something. I don't know.
Right, like.
I don't want to. You know, I don't want to go ahead and schedule, especially if I were gonna do like a private area, you know, something like that. That's something like gotta protect the jewels first. Excuse my, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always want to do a patch test. You want to be careful.
Exactly,
with that.
Right. So my back is more, you know, something that I could, you know, not a, that I don't
yeah.
feel like, you know.
Right, and we, you know, we've done other parts on men. We've done the neck, you know, because sometimes men know that they don't want to shave anymore parts of their neck, so they'll have that done even in the front. And it's completely safe. You just want to avoid the sun and make sure you haven't been in the sun, like getting, you know, tanning. Like, let's say you're at the beach and you've been tanning this week and then you came in. You wouldn't want to do laser around the same time. You want to give yourself a little bit of a break from the sun before you come in and then after. So let's see. For the back, at 700.
Wow, 700?
Yeah, for one treatment. Now, you can buy treatments in packages and then you'll save. There's a savings there.
Okay, so if I purchase them in packages, I they'll come out cheaper?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit less.
All right, that sounds Now, how would I know if I'm a candidate for laser hair removal? You guys give me what you call it, a consultation first?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So is the consultation free or do
yeah.
I have to pay for it?
No. Yeah, would you like to schedule something?
Well, I mean, I still have a few things I wanted to ask you if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, sure.
I hope I'm not taking too much of your time. I wanted to know how well trained or qualified is your staff or the person who's going to do the procedure?
The person that does the procedure is a nurse practitioner. So she
Okay.
is, she's our medical director. She's like, as far as medical providers go, she's like a step below a doctor, above a physician's assistant, if that makes any sense.
Sure, no, definitely. I understand. That's all right. That's just careful because these days there's so many people doing different things and you don't even know who's doing what.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to
Am I
be.
gonna experience any downtime after the procedure is done?
I don't know. So you would discuss these types of things with Miranda. She's our nurse practitioner. I wouldn't be,
Okay.
able to tell you. I mean, there's no guarantee. There's risks and benefits in with any procedure, right? So we have a consent that you would read over and sign before the treatment. It gives you all of the possible outcomes for laser so that you have, you're informed before agreeing to the procedure. And she'll, like I said, she'll discuss that with you during the consultation as well.
All right, so are there any side
Okay?
effects to laser hair removal?
Sorry?
I was asking if there's any side effects to the procedure.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
There could
Yeah.
be. You might have a little redness at the site, where the laser was. It's similar to having waxing or anything, right? It's creating heat. You're gonna have a little bit of pink redness, swelling, inflammation. It's all possibilities, and all normal. So that would be under the consent that you would read. Do you want me to go over that with you?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just taking it all in. And one last question. Does it make a difference if I'm taking any medication?
Well, I would imagine it could. I'm not the person that you would discuss that with again. So that's why we do recommend coming in for the consultation. You would disclose the medication that you're taking on our intake form, right? You would put that down, any allergies and medical conditions, all of that. Then you would sit with Miranda, who's the nurse practitioner. She would go over your medical history and determine, what it is, that you're taking, or any, like I said, medical conditions or whatever it may be. And she would go over that with you. I'm not the person to do that. It would be with her.
Well, you answer a lot of questions, so you're definitely knowledgeable. So I appreciate all your helping me with all the questions. And I'm sorry I have so many questions. It's just that, I'm still a little like, there's a couple of things I've been wondering. I'm also looking into the CoolSculpting thing. But I'm still a little hesitant to do it because I'm like old school type of person. They got all this new technology coming out now, so you just gotta, so I'm still reading up on it.
Yeah, well, you need to do your research, determine yourself what interests you, and then that's why we have consultations. We always recommend having a consult first. That way the provider can, give you all the facts before you're obligated to have the treatment, right? You're under no obligation. You have to make an informed decision, and the best way to do that is to meet with the provider.
All right. I'm
All
sorry, what's
right.
your name?
Well,
I never got you.
my
What's
name
your
is
name?
Andrea. My name is
Andrea?
Andrea. Yeah.
All right, Andrea. No, I just wanted to
Making
know
are
who I
you
was
making your
speaking to.
notes, Antonio?
I'm sorry?
I hear you making your notes. You
No,
making
I
your
just wanted
notes,
to know who I
your
was speaking to
information. Yeah.
so I wanted to know who I was speaking to so that way when I call back.
Well, it might not
So
be me. I might not be up here. So anyone that answers the phone, can absolutely help you. I'd love to talk to you again if I am available. I'm one of the estheticians here, so I'm not often up at the front desk. But
okay.
yeah, anybody that works here, should be able to
I think my
answer your
girlfriend
questions.
is. You guys do the Brazilian thing that they call now. I don't know what it's called. The Brazilian laser
I
hair
don't.
something. She mentioned something. I think
Oh,
it's the
I don't know.
it's a Brazilian wax. I don't know, something. I know it has to do with the laser hair removal. That is like a Brazilian thing. She mentioned it, so I'm gonna talk to her, see if she. So that way we can go ahead and set up the consultation together, and probably, both of us go over there at the same time. That way, I'll feel a little less. I mean, she's a little weary about doing it, so maybe, do it together, we might feel a little
more comfortable. We have couples come in together all the time, and you're both welcome to sit and have the consult at the same time and make the decision together.
All right, so if I call back, should I ask for you or for ask for Miranda?
You're going to schedule, exactly.
All right, I think, because you guys, like I said, you sent me the email. Oh, I can just respond to the email to set up the appointment, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, or you can call and we'll, give you. Sometimes the emails do take longer because then you're going to send me an email saying I want to come in this day and time. Maybe she's not. So sometimes it's quicker to make a phone call. We do recommend that. But like I said in the beginning of the conversation, a lot of clients would prefer email, right? Because they're busy at work and they'd prefer to contact us that way. We recommend making the phone call. That way we can find the best time for you. It seems to be quicker. But whatever works for you is fine.
All right, Andrea. Thank you for your time. I mean, I asked a lot of questions. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. That's what we're here for, to answer your questions, Antonio. So if I can be of any further assistance, just go somewhere.
No, I appreciate it very much. I don't want to take up no more of your time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to follow up with my girlfriend and find out and see if we can schedule something for this week or for the next. How long before, if I call, if I was to call back tomorrow, when would I be able to come in? Probably by that same week?
It really just depends. Probably, within the week. It just depends upon your, if you have
no,
time.
So I could know when to clear my schedule for and her. Okay, so if I call for probably for next, I should give it a week, at least a week in advance.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, Andrea. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Okay,
all right. You have a
great
day. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.